Here I am, grabbing a bucket of paint and climbing up the water tower to defend the honor of health and biology teachers. Again. For the fourth time in 2 decades, there is a bill in Topeka to muzzle sex education in Kansas. Sometimes a strategy was to take away a teacher's affirmative defense from obscenity. What is obviously obscene in public by community standards is clearly recognized as being necessary and appropriate when confined to the doctor's office or the teacher's classroom. And that bill has been lurking in committee for several years, but it did not surface this go-around. The other strategy is to make sex education a very special opt-in. Opt-in is the procedure used for field trips. No signed permission slip and the student cannot leave school grounds. Field trips are a liability issue, but sex education is not. Instead, House Bill 2199 uses opt-in to close down sex education. There are always a number of parents who never return permission slips. With opt-out, those students remain in the classroom. With opt-in, the students who do not return the slips are excluded. If more than a few students must be sent to the library or somewhere else, this burden pretty much ends the lesson. Requiring opt-in relies on the lack of return permission slips from I don't care parents to kill the coursework. This bill also requires schools to provide parents with, quote, all instructional materials on human sexuality, including lesson plans and syllabi. So why shouldn't all school materials require parent approval before they're taught in the classroom? Well, we have some parents who do not believe in blood transfusions, and others who don't believe we really went to the moon. Teaching is a profession, and there is a professional body of knowledge to be taught, and science and math are not determined by vote. But if the issue is whether a parent can exclude their student from particular content to which they object, then House Bill 2199 claims to solve a problem that does not exist. There is already a religious opt-out. Kansas Statute 72-1111F states that no child attending public school shall be required to participate in any activity that is contrary to the religious teaching of the child, if a written statement signed by one of the parents is filed with the school. Parents who want their child to remain ignorant about human sexuality already have a method to remove their student without denying the education to other students. Local school districts are already required to offer parents either opt-out or opt-in for sex education in health. It is a local school board decision. House Bill 2199, by mandating opt-in statewide, takes away that local control.